This is a question from Shiv Das about the Varkari Sampradaya in Maharashtra, in India. You all know, you probably don't know what that is, those of you who are from South India, maybe if you're from Delhi. It means the... do you all know what that is, Varkari Sampradaya? That means the followers of Tukaram. Now you know what I'm talking... who I'm talking about. You have some idea. Centered on Pandarapur Vital. Like that. Panduranga Vital. These names are well known throughout much of India. Not so much in North India, but in Maharashtra and much of South India, they are aware of these names of the Lord. You've heard of Tukaram, those of you from Tamil Nadu. Okay, the question is, according to Lord Chaitanya's philosophy, we and the Lord are same quality, qualitatively but not quantitatively. However, great devotees who worship Lord Vital in Maharashtra, they said, God and we are one. Most of the devotees said, serving human beings is serving the Lord. If it is not correct, then how Lord Vital came and danced with them, ate with them? Who is correct? Please advise. The present Sampradaya, Varkari Sampradaya, appears to be infected with Mayavad. Tukaram, I haven't studied in detail much. Apparently the Abhangas, or the devotional songs of Tukaram, are highly devotional, that is accepted. Afterward, who came in that Sampradaya, they may not be fully to the point. What's their names? Gyana? Not Gyanade. Gyanade is in Assam. There are some famous persons came in that Sampradaya. There's a Gita commentary by... I can't remember. No. In the Sampradaya from Tukaram. I just can't remember now. Not Ramananda, it's completely different. That's in North India. Anyway, there's... I just can't remember the name just now. Ramadev? Namadev. Yeah. There's another one in particular, this Gyana something, which I just can't remember. Apparently he wrote a commentary on Gita, which is quite impersonal. And definitely the Sampradaya as it is today is infected with that. But pretty much everyone is. I mean, it's difficult to find anyone outside of those who are strictly following in the various Sampradayas who are not infected by this. Probably in the Gyaneshwar. Gyaneshwari, that's it, yeah. Apparently that's quite impersonalistic. The Madhva Sampradaya, by their very nature, they're extremely opposed to Mayavad. But you'll find, even in the Madhva Sampradaya, there are people who, even B.N.K. Sharma, who's the greatest scholar of the Madhva Sampradaya in the modern age, even he praised Vivekananda. And when this new Gopuram was erected in Sri Rangam, that was about, 25 years ago? When you go to Sri Rangam now, you'll see this huge Gopuram at the main entrance. That's only came up about 25 years ago. So that was... opened by guess who? Sri Chandrasekhar Endran of the Kanchi Kama Koti Pitam, who's a complete Mayavadi. Of course, he also had some inclination to worship Varadaraj in Kanchi more than Ekambareshwar, the Shiva deity. But he's a Mayavadi. complete, you know, head of the Mayavadis of Tamil Nadu at least. So most of the Sampradayas, they're all mixed up. Everywhere you'll find it. There's a Ramakrishna Mission bookstall inside the compound of the Sri Rangam Temple. At least during December it was there, yeah. It's probably during that time all these Ayappas come, Ayappa followers. And in Udupi there's a bookstall just outside the temple. They must give it on contract. I don't think they have any control over that. Once you give it on contract, then people can put any books they like. There are a lot of Madhva Sampradaya books, but there's also books about Vivekananda and books by Vivekananda. All kinds of bogus things. Even years ago, I was visiting a Gauriya Mat. I used to go to quite a lot of Gauriya Mats here and there when I was based in Bengal for various reasons. One reason is to get some prasadam. If you're traveling around in Bengal, well, not only that, of course, but we want to take prasadam. That's important, because when you're traveling in Bengal, at that time we didn't have devotees spread around here and there. It's difficult to find a vegetarian, even, what to speak of someone who takes prasadam. Anyway, I used to stay visit various Gauriya Mats when I was doing my research on Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. And I saw some photo of Vivekananda. It was in some sannyasi's room. I said, "What's this?" And I said, "Well, it's Vivekananda." I said, "What's this? You know, this is nonsense. He's a complete..." I told him, "He's a complete demon." And he became upset. He's supposed to be a Gauriya Mat sannyasi. But he couldn't understand that there's serious problems with Vivekananda. So unless the preaching is very clear and strong, what is Krishna consciousness and what is not Krishna consciousness, then everything gets mixed up very quickly and very badly. So that's why I'm completely against in the present time within our ISKCON society, there's some kind of compromising or making friends with or imitating Mayavadis. This is completely disastrous. Then we'll end up like this Varkari Sampradaya. And you see all of them. They go on the dindi walk and they're smoking. And people have no idea what the proper principles are. So the Sampradaya originally is good, but it's been contaminated by Mayavad. Different people who have assumed the role of acharyas have contaminated it, and it doesn't mean that that's the original teachings. We should be very careful that it doesn't happen to us. Now, it's said that Lord Vital came and danced with them, ate with them. Of course, these things are unverifiable. Everyone will say that, everyone likes to say that, well, Krishna came and spoke with me and this and that, but like I say, it's unverifiable. Even some ghost might come and you might think it's Krishna, but Krishna comes for his pure devotees. Even if someone has a vision of Krishna, we don't give any credence to that. If they're a Mayavadi, they, even if they see him, they'll think, oh, it's me, I'm looking in the mirror. They're such rascals. So don't give in. This OBL Kapoor has written a whole book of Vraj Ke Bhakt, or devotees of Vrindavan. There's all these, no philosophy, just all stories of how these devotees see Krishna in their dreams and Krishna embraces them. So, alright, these are folk stories, but they may or may not be true, but still we don't take them so seriously. Even if someone has visions and so many things, we want to know what their teachings are. We want to know how they instruct their disciples to follow. That's what we have to see. Okay, so next one.